Hi, this is Luke Moroney from Search Party Property, and what I'd like to talk to you all about today is the idea about global property prices. Now, the idea comes around because there's been some thoughts in the media, some news articles from around the world that I've seen in the last couple of days, the last couple of weeks, that have suggested that global markets or high big city markets around the world are starting to struggle with some of their prices. So, as an example, Sydney and Melbourne, where a lot of listeners will be listening into this podcast, are from, and we've seen property prices in Sydney drop by about 10% during 2018, and probably 11 or 12% from its peak. We've also seen Melbourne drop by 9% through 2018, and I guess it is a situation right now that we're seeing further price pressures in both of those markets. So, on top of that, we've got a situation where headline news in Kuala Lumpur today, which I posted on some social media sites, was reflective of a property crash, especially in oversupply markets like unit high rise in the Kuala Lumpur areas. And what kind of and on top of that is New York property prices or condominium prices or unit prices in the Manhattan area have dipped below the $1 million mark for the first time in 3 years. So Hong Kong is suffering some downturns as well, and some of the neighborhoods in London have also been reported about. So what does it mean for us as property investors or looking at markets as a home buyer as well? What do we need to be aware of? So I wanted to highlight a couple of issues or items to be aware of. Firstly, it is that we are looking at as a global society more and more each day. We've got the sense of social media, the internet, people living in different or a number of different countries, or having residents in a number of different areas. So we're getting ourselves to more of a global being or a global land rather than having separate countries. What kind of effect does that now have on the influence that we have in money markets? What kind of influence does that have on property prices, on shares, on consumer sentiment when we're getting updated information all the time? And I guess if this news stories tend to be quite negative in nature. What kind of flow-on effect when these news articles are shared across the globe? And seeing a little bit on social media for someone who an Australian who travelled over to Malaysia just recently or was over there right now is actually a sense that news spread to Australia in an instant. So what kind of that affects that consumer sentiment, the consumer confidence, if it's happening over in Malaysia, if it's happening over in Manhattan in New York, and it's happening over in Sydney and Melbourne, what kind of have an effect on people spending here, on their habits, on what they do moving forward? So I guess that that's the first point, that global awareness we have to have as an investor moving forward. Second point I'd like to make is, where do we move our investing thoughts? Where do we move our money, our cash reserves? For me, again, it goes back to those affordable markets. So we talked about those big cities of Sydney, Melbourne, Kuala Lumpur, New York, Manhattan and New York, London and Hong Kong. We've got other areas around the world and other sub-cities, other smaller cities than the major ones that are experiencing higher growth, where we look, they're more affordable. So if people can't afford to live in the major cities, maybe they'll commute from other areas. Maybe they will go to other economies or other cities that lend themselves to more affordability. And that's where we at Search Party Property are targeting at the moment in terms of the Brisbane property market. And that's a city that hasn't seen the growth of Sydney and Melbourne, that has strong cash flow and has the potential to grow because of interstate migration and jobs being created and infrastructure spending. So that really determines a note for us to actually have the confidence to actually look at these markets when we're looking at property deals. So As an investor, whether you be in Australia or around the world, I would suggest that affordable markets are especially important during this time where you're seeing a number of incidents around the world actually take place where it's seeing some negative sentiment going on. Also, the third point I'd like to make is the tighter lending now conditions. And this is happening obviously in Australia where we're seeing a number of measures being put in place. There's going to be a report from the Royal Commission into lending and banking given over the next week now. And this is happening in a global sense as well. So it's actually been mentioned in the Malaysian market. And I would imagine, and I'm not privy to all the other markets around the world, but because asset prices have risen, because people are fearing some of the things that are happening in the economy, there will be a sense of tightening happening on a global scale. So what kind of effect does this have on property prices, especially at the higher end of market? And it's been reported in the Sydney market that the areas that have been most affected are in that price point, that higher price point in the luxury home market. So this is where we've got to really be understanding what's going on in the marketplace. This is why there's a global sense of what's happening. And this is, you know, important to get the education, the information out there so you as an investor can make the right decisions moving forward with your portfolio, your wealth creation strategies. So hopefully that gives you a few insights on moving forward. So just to revise those points, the global awareness to be concerned about and researching global markets. Secondly, looking to affordable markets for your investing. And then thirdly, be aware of those tighter lending conditions that are out there at the moment and what kind of effects that will have on your investing thoughts in future. So hopefully that's helped. And if you would like to get in contact with us at Search Party Property, you can call myself, Luke Moroney, on 0400 332 377, and we can discuss anything for your individual circumstances, some ideas that you have, or anything that I've mentioned on the podcast as well. Thanks for joining.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.